Hey guys, Carl Gentile here, team lead at Gentile Team with eXp Realty down here in South Florida, serving Palm Beach County. You know, the other week, episode 5, we talked about 10 mistakes of, you know, real estate investors and, you know, novice investors, beginner investors, things like that. This week, you know, I want to talk about the 10 things that really make a successful real estate investor. There's 10 things that every good real estate investor does, follows, make sure, you know, they're in line with, to make sure that they're making good investments and that they're going to have long-term success in this game. You got to remember that real estate investing is not a short-term, get-rich-quick game plan. Doesn't work like that. Doesn't happen overnight. Yeah, you can flip some homes, make some money, but if you don't keep it going for a long term, you know, that money can go pretty quickly. You know, it's not always millions of dollars overnight, which a lot of people think it is. You know, nowadays there's so much talk about in the field of real estate investing of, you know, get rich with real estate investing, things like that, and everyone's preaching it. But, and you know, what it's causing a lot of people to get involved in real estate investing, and people think they might be real estate investors, but they really don't know what they're doing. And you know, a lot of mistakes are made, a lot of money's lost. You know, and it's really not as safe and secure to get started if you don't know what you're doing. As a lot of people are talking about, yeah, I encourage everyone out there that's thinking about getting into real estate investing, figure out what you want to do and follow these 10 simple guidelines when you're getting started. Make sure you have them all, you know, lined up, figured out before you really make that leap. Again, Carl Gentile, make sure you tune into this podcast. You're following us on Instagram, Facebook. It's Carl R. Gentile. So at Carl R. Gentile, just my full name. And any of the accounts, you can follow us. Make sure you stay up to date on our podcast, things like that. We're putting out weekly content just kind of get you guys educated so you're ready to make that leap when you are. So first thing first, we want to talk about number one of the 10 habits of these highly effective real estate investors is, one, is make a plan, right? You have to have an approach when you're getting into real estate. Know what you're doing. Know what your business plan is. You know, how you're going to enter the market. And ultimately, how you're going to exit. So if you don't know, like, what your end goal is, you're not ready. You're not ready. Because you can't just jump into it and say, I'm going to buy properties, make more than the mortgage payment, and I'm good. It doesn't work like that. You need to know exactly what your plan is. You know, are you fixing properties, flipping them? Are you holding them for long term? Who are you going to sell to? When are you going to sell? You know, you have to know all these factors. How are you going to get capital? And how are you going to ultimately grow your portfolio? Because you can't get rich having one property. It's just never going to happen. You have to figure out how you're going to grow. How are you going to get to where you really, truly want to be? The second one is going to be know your market, right? You need to know what's going on and have an in-depth understanding and knowledge of the real estate market that you're looking to work in. You know, it doesn't make sense just to go to some market. You see something online, you might see it on LoopNet or the MLS, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's a 15% cap rate. You know, typically when you see that number, A, it's not always accurate, and B, there's a reason why it's a 15% cap rate and that investor's getting rid of it, right? It might be location, could be the demographic that you're working with. It could just be a changing market. You know, things could be shifting. People are selling. Prices are dropping. There's a lot of factors, right? The third thing is you have to be honest. You have to be honest with what you're doing. Be honest not only with yourself, but with the people you're working with. You know, there's a lot of situations you might get into in this game where it might seem like it's easy to take advantage of a situation. But, you know, those things are always going to come back to you. You know, you have to really look at a situation, be honest with it, with everything, and be fair with it. It's in the long term, it's going to benefit you greatly. Don't think short term. Whenever you're thinking real estate investing, do not think short term. You really have to plan for the future. The fourth thing is you need to develop a niche. You know, if you're doing what everyone else is doing, it's probably going to be pretty tough. You have to try to figure out what your niche is, what you're trying to do, and that's going to go, you know, hand in hand with your business plan, right? So you want to gain and kind of focus in depth on one category of property or type of properties or location or market, whatever it is, right? Figure out what that niche is and master it, right? Spend hours and hours sitting down, researching, understanding the market, understanding the neighborhood, the properties, understand your niche 100%. So when it comes to that time and you have to speak about it, you really can speak about it. The fifth thing is going to be encouraging referrals. Okay, so you have to build a team around you. Whether no investor, let's just put it this way, no investor hasn't ever done it on their own, right? So a lot of people are out there like, oh, you know, I don't want to work with real estate agents. I got to pay commissions, things like that. But you have to remember, like, having a good real estate agent all by your side, or a team of realtors, whatever it is, having good people by your side, they're going to be the first one that hear about properties, opportunities, and you want these people bringing these opportunities to you, you know, not to someone else. That's going to be your best way. You know, you got to build this referral business, this referral network of people that are kind of sending deals your way, opportunities, and that's truly how you're going to find things that a lot of people aren't going to find, you know. And the way you build that referral base is going to go back to number three, and that's being honest, right? So you got to be honest with the people you're working with, and the more they trust you, the more they understand what you're trying to do, and you know, the more they can really target and provide that niche that you're looking for. Rule number six is going to be stay educated, right? So we're going to talk about this over and over and over again. Every week I'm probably going to mention it. You have to understand your market, the laws, the regulations, the terminology, the trends that are forming in the business, right? You need to know it front and back. You got to know every aspect of it. Got to know the tax laws, your tax benefits. You know, if you're going to 1031 a property to defer taxes and roll that money to another property to grow, you know, you have to figure out what it is. Know all the ins and outs of the business. Otherwise, you know, you're going to get into situations where you might lose money, or you really tie your hands up. Rule number seven is you have to understand the risks, right? If we're talking about the stock market or futures market, you know, wherever you look, wherever you're doing your research on it, people are always talking about the risks, giving some sort of warning, you know, as far as getting involved in the stock market. You know, stocks are volatile, they can rise, they can fall, you know, at a blink of an eye, you never know. So you really have to know, like, what, in the same situation, you have to know the risks of the real estate market, right? The real estate market is like a living organism. It's always changing. It's always growing. It's always developing. You know, it's almost like you can say it gets sick, right? When we have downfalls in the market, it's like the market gets sick in some way, if we're going to relate it to a human. You have to understand that. It's going to change. So you have to make sure that these numbers are right when you're calculating things. Because you can always, if your numbers are right, you can buy in a high market, you can buy in a middle market, you can buy in a low market, and you can hold on to that property and carry it through these bad times or the great times, you know, whatever it is. So you have to understand that. There's going to be risk, right? And you have to properly calculate everything to manage your risks, right? When we're talking about real estate investing, yeah, it's a great way to make income, passive income, things like that, grow long-term wealth. But you have to understand the risks involved, and you have to manage that risk so you don't put yourself in a bad situation. Rule number eight is please, please, please don't try and do this on your own. Invest in a good accountant. Yes, some people say, like, oh, I don't want to pay an accountant, you know, $2,000 a year to do my books and manage my accounts, things like that. But in the long term, if you have a good accountant, they're going to help you along the way, and they're going to help you make decisions that maybe you didn't know about, maybe you did know about, but you did not handle it. They're going to help you take care of those things. So when it comes long term, right, you're going to be essentially saving yourself money. And, you know, at the same time, what we're talking about last one, we're going to be minimizing our risk, right? So really interview some good accountants, understand, build that relationship, you know, and these people, they can eventually become referral sources too, right? So you have to think of everyone as a potential referral source. Rule number nine, that's going to be find help. So that's going to be along the lines with our building our referral network, is build a team, guys. You have to build a solid team and a solid foundation around you. These are the people that you should rely on as a business owner. Real estate investing is a business. It's not, you know, it's not something we do as a hobby. If you're gonna treat it right, you need to treat it like a business and long-term, and think long-term, right? So whether this is gonna be a mentor or a lawyer or a supportive friend, family, whatever it is, whether we need to raise capital or we need to get out of some sort of tax situation or some legal matters, you need to have a good team built around you to handle any possible situation that can come across your desk. So make sure you really rely on some great people, build that network. And rule number 10, it's going to be build that network, right? So a network can provide you some of the most important support and creative opportunities you will ever receive in your business, right? So this is going to be a group composed of a mentor, business partner, other real estate investors, right? Don't shy from other real estate investors. Attend networking events. There's tons of meetup groups out there for real estate investing, depending on what market you're in. Really doesn't matter what market you're in. There's going to be a group everywhere. Get to know these people. Yeah, they might be your competition. You might be looking at similar properties, similar niches, things like that. But it doesn't matter, right? Because everyone's in a different situation. So you never know what can come of that. So you really need to build that network across the board, right? So don't be afraid to network with these people, right? Understand that there's other investors that could potentially be giving you good deals, right? Because we all understand the business. We all kind of work together in some situations. So understand that, guys. It's not a business where you're going to want to go out lone soldier. You have to have a network of people, a group of other investors, whatever it is. You can bounce ideas off, because as much as you might think you know on a topic, there's always going to be someone that knows more about a topic. And those individuals, they might provide you one bit of resource, one bit of knowledge, whatever it is. That one piece can help you long term. So you have to think about that, guys. And I stress this over and over with people I talk about is, don't shy away from your competition. Find that person that's doing it at a higher level than you. Learn from that individual, because they once started at your point, right? So you have to understand that. And the only way you're going to grow is learning from people that have done it better than you, right? You might find aspects that they do that you love, and you might find aspects that they do that you hate. We'll filter through that. Learn from other people's mistakes, right? And learn from other people's successes too. And that way you can implement what you like and what you don't like into your business, and in the long term, you're gonna grow, okay? So ultimately, wrap this up. This is a really short podcast this week. Out in the market out there, you're gonna be inundated with advertisements claiming that real estate investing is an easy way to wealth. But in the reality, it is a challenging business, right? It's going to require expertise, planning, focus, every aspect of every good business, right? No one in the history of the world has created long-term wealth or huge amounts of wealth without putting in serious work. This is not an easy task. This is not an easy business to get involved in or to grow in. So you have to understand that when you're entering this business, right? So really, guys, you really need to focus, start learning your market, start learning your numbers, learn how to analyze deals, find deals. You might spend, 100 hours analyzing 100 deals before you buy your first one, but it's all a learning process. It's a process of learning the market, the properties, the numbers, the figures, building that network, finding mentors, finding your accountant, finding your lawyer, finding your title company, your mortgage guy, your realtor, whatever it is, right? Build this, really focus on it as a full-time business. If you can, if you can't, do it in the moonlight hours. You can still build all these resources, as a side hustle, but you really have to treat it, even if it is a side hustle, as a full-time gig. So guys, again, Carl Gentile with the Gentile team at eXp Realty. Follow us at Carl R. Gentile. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever it is. Find us. Make sure you're following us at www.carlgentile.com. Stay tuned. We have weekly podcasts. We're putting out weekly content. Really, guys, I want to get you started in the real estate investing game. I want to keep you educated. And we look forward to hearing from you. If there's ever we can do anything, reach out. Drop us a DM. We're here to help. And good luck out there. And hope to see you soon.